The whole world is holding its breath, waiting to see who is going to push the button first. But the Lord has a message for you that will give you hope. Jesus says to you, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. He continued, my people, you have lived your entire lives believing that death was the end of things, when in fact, death is a graduating from the proving grounds. Now you are ready to live your whole eternity just as it was destined to be, with no interference from the enemy and all the help in the world to execute the things that mean the most to you. In heaven, you will have a chance to live without any arguing or misunderstanding. Everyone will have perfectly clear understanding, and there will be no strife or arguing. You have never experienced that on this earth, but you are about to experience it in heaven. Everything will run so smoothly and so cooperatively that you'll be amazed, thinking, why couldn't it have been this way on earth? As people work together, amazing things shall be accomplished, things that the world never thought could be. There will be no limitations placed on your work or access to materials, and what you do will be brought forth for others. Finally, you will see the results of your efforts. I cannot even begin to tell you how satisfying that will be. On earth, you're accustomed to things breaking down and going south. Not so in heaven. Your expectations will be met with success. You see, I had to make it this way to teach you how to get beyond your limited human understanding. The trials of this life were all about perfecting your character and getting ready for heaven. I want you there with me because you have chosen me over the world. For this to manifest, it takes many prunings and shapings. There are yet so many mysteries as to why difficult trials must be undergone. It is how you handle them that reveals the depth of your love and your readiness for heaven. If you have cooperated with grace and put forth much effort in every stage of your life, you are maturing and becoming more like me. Some who have not put forth the effort are detained in nursing homes and worked with in the spirit. I give everyone a chance, Claire. Much hidden growth takes place in nursing homes where I arrange lessons for them. I loved each of you so very tenderly, from the cradle to the grave. There's no time that I'm not thinking of you and working with you. Do you believe me? I answered him and I said, yes, Lord, it makes perfect sense that you would still be working with all those who seem to be doing nothing at all. Well, this is the fact of the matter, and I am here to tell you that death is only the beginning for you. So do not fear physical death. Stay faithful to me, and you will soon be in heaven.